Sina Chaf Hei speaks about the destruction of three different Jewish communities. Many of us know that Tisha B'Av is not only the time when we mourn Chorban HaBayis, but it's become established, as the Briska Rav and others pointed out, for all different terrible calamities that have taken place throughout Jewish history, that Tisha B'Av in many ways is the day when we reflect upon them. It isn't only Chorban HaBayis, but it's the Chorban of so many other things that have taken place throughout our history. In particular, the loss and destruction of Jewish community, highlighted by the Kina, the power of tears, Al Eila Ani Bochia, which takes us through, and the emotional sort of undertaking and the impact of loss of community, is one that I think many of us can probably relate to in general, but in particular nowadays. We do believe that much as Yechidim, individuals, have power, Einodoma, the power of individuals, to power of Rabbim. Power of Rabbim, the power of masses, in particular when part of a kehila, is something which is enormously valuable. The brachas of a yachid is inodome to the brachas of Rabbim, that Rav Salvechik once noted in the context of Zimun. The Talmud Torah of an individual is nothing at all compared to the Talmud Torah of Rabbim. It's greater, it's more powerful, and it may be more of a qualitative distinction even. That what happens when you go, not as a yachid, but as part of a klal, it's a totally, totally different ballgame. And in that sense, when we mourn the destruction of Jewish community, we reflect not only upon the loss of individuals, but the loss of the power of Rabbim, the power of the masses, and what we could do, what Klal Yisrael could really do altogether. And in a certain sense, that is one of the major themes of Tisha B'Av itself. The Gemara tells in the beginning of Maseches Horios that real Klal Yisrael, those who are in Eretz Yisrael, Ikri Kahal, that the real Kehila of Klal Yisrael are those found in Eretz Yisrael. And Chorban HaBayis, in that sense, is there not only because of the destruction of a building, but Gullus is about also a little bit of a loss of the power of that Kahal, of that Kehila. And when we think about Tisha B'Av, we think not only about Chorban HaBayis, we think about the destructions of Kehilos, the fact that the masses were not able to come together the same way. And certainly in our tekufa, in a tekufa in which many of us are not able to embrace in the same normal way the power of kehila, this is a particular kina which we can connect to. What it means to have a community, what it means to have a large group, and what happens when we lose that. And we should be zocha to properly understand the value of community, the value of Rabbim, to embrace in a certain sense what we do have, but to be realistic and to be honest about all that we have lost with the great communities of Klal Yisrael over the years, and even for us in our own sense now, a little bit of that Rabbim. And we hope and we pray that we'll be able to once again, that Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, Ikri Kahal, to celebrate here in Eretz Yisrael with all of Klal Yisrael, with rebuilt Kehilos. But until that point, most certainly, this Kina reminds us of the power of the loss of Kehila, loss of that Rabbim. Thank you very much.